Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Wednesday.
I hope it is. I haven't checked yet. I have no verification for that, so I'll just take your word for it for right now. And also with me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Glad you guys are here. So another day, another press release, huh? Finally.
Mac Pro tomorrow.
You know, I said today was AirPods, or was iPods, not AirPods. I said today was iPods. I thought that was going to be it. And then I really enjoyed Charlotte's theory from yesterday of accessory day, where we get maybe some Beats updates and, you know, because there's speakers and over-ear headphones and wireless headphones, all these things. And maybe we would get an update in that respect. I was personally hoping for new iPods. And then I think it was 9 to 5 Mac came out yesterday with reporting that said that their source told them that we would get new iPads and then new iMacs and then new iPods. And that's not what happened, because today we got new AirPods. And AirPod Mark II sells for a little bit more money. It's $179 for a new set of headphones. They are using the all-new H1 headphone chip, which is supposed to be faster to switch between devices, faster connection time between calls, works better with Siri, and less latency in the sound that you're using. And then also, it comes with a charging case, a wireless charging case.
And the case is the wireless part.
Yes, the case. Well, the AirPods were always wireless. You can't plug a cable into one of these headphones. They're very small.
They still plug into the case electrically.
Well, yeah,
they charge from the case.
They slide into the case and charge from the case. That is correct. Yeah. Right now, if you go to Apple's page for AirPods, what you will find is three options. And those three options are AirPods in a charging case. And I'm sorry, I thought it was more money, but it's the same $159 that they were yesterday. So AirPods in what they call a charging case. And then AirPods in a wireless charging case are $199. Now, if you're really happy with the AirPods that you have and you really just want to replace the case and upgrade to the wireless, it's $79 for the case by itself.
But
those are your three options.
That you have to buy a wireless charging key compatible charging pad.
Well,
a third party device must be added into the mix.
Well, here's the thing, is what I do not know, and nothing on their page makes clear, is if the wireless charging case is wireless only, or if it still has the lightning port at the bottom like the old one did, so that you can charge it either way. That's the thing have yet to confirm.
Based on one of the pictures in their press release, it looks like it still has a port on the bottom.
Yeah, see, I couldn't quite tell. I did like that the image that they put out on social media was basically the iPad mini photo from the other day, but now Tim has a headphone in.
Oh, I love that.
I thought it
Did you see all the memes people made for that?
Oh, not yet, but apparently we'll have to look for it. That sounds pretty interesting. Now, Andrew, you have a pair of AirPods already. Now, how long ago did you get yours? I don't know how long you've had them. I don't remember.
Actually, let me see. Maybe it's been almost a year now.
Okay.
I think I got them last, like, March or April.
Okay. Because I've seen a number of people talk about how the ones that they have aren't performing like they used to, and that they're very, very interested in getting new ones, or something, so that they're able to, because the battery isn't what it used to be. And now what I don't know about that is if that's the AirPods themselves, or if it's that they don't get as many charges out of the case, or what. Like, I'm not really sure. So I haven't seen that. And okay, so I found the product page for the wireless the wireless case. And it says, case can be charged either wirelessly using a Qi-compatible charging mat or with the Lightning connector. And John, to your point, yes, if you want to charge them wirelessly, you need a third-party product to do that. However, what you can do is just add a wireless option, and a lot of people already have added a wireless option in some form or another to charge a phone that they already have, because we're more than a year into the... we're like a year and a half into the wireless charging era for the iPhone. So lots of people have made MFI devices that do this. You can get a pad that lies flat, so you can just set your phone on a thing. You can get them that hold your phone upright, which is what I have and adore. Dave and I have talked about them on the show because he has one from a different company, but it's the same sort of holds your phone upright. So, for example, on your desk, you can set it there, or on your nightstand, you can set it there and have it be upright. So if you get a notification or, you know, your alarm is going off, for example, which is what I use it for, it's really nice to have the phone be upright and not have to really fumble with it so much. And it just charges. I don't have to plug it in or anything. I just set it there and it's good.
What I'm worried about is people who don't understand that it's the case that's wireless and not the AirPods themselves. And then,
well, AirPods were always wireless. Like, I'm not sure I follow your logic on that, because the AirPods charging, never had a cable.
Wireless charging.
Okay. Well, you can still charge the wireless case the same way as the old one.
No, what I'm talking about is the my first blush reaction to it was that you charge the AirPods by themselves wirelessly, but they don't have much of a battery. So I'm not quite sure how people would react to that. And it takes a little investigation to figure out that it's the case itself that's wireless, and you have to buy a third-party product.
Right.
And so that's just part and parcel of Apple's confusing marketing message.
Well, it's a wireless charging case, so that just like with your phone, you have the option to plug a Lightning cable in the bottom. And yeah, now that we've had this for a year and a half,
you just have to kind of work your way through the logic of the whole thing.
Right. Well,
tomorrow, of course, after you buy a Qi-compatible charging pad, Apple will come out with AirPower.
Well, yeah. See, now you've taken away the thunder of, we just haven't read tomorrow's press release to know that tomorrow we're going to get the AirPower.
Right.
So that we have this option for everything. I will point out that yesterday I said that we were going to get iPods. When we talked about possibly getting an AirPod announcement, I think Brian made fun of that, and Brian isn't here today to defend himself, but he gave me a note, and it's totally fine to mock his prediction from yesterday about what today's press release would bring. So there. So at this point, like, I will say that everything so far feels like something. And yes, I understand, because we did talk yesterday about nobody wants to be the person that comes out on stage and goes, yeah, here's that thing, you know, a year later than it should have been or whatever. And nobody wants to be the person who has to go stand in a room in front of a bunch of people and like bring them the thing that is wildly overdue. And I totally get that. But I feel like as big a deal as AirPods were the first time, that maybe there should have been, I mean, well, you know, people are also going to say that Mark II probably also should come in black as an option instead of just white, the way the old...
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. You know, the way the iPods did, I guess. Well, they still do. And the way the iPhones do now and the iPads do now, you know, get black or white. And these only come in white. And I know at least one person who will refuse to buy them on that aesthetic decision alone. Well, and so I have it on excellent authority because somewhere. It's the other person that lives at my house. He's not going to be happy about, because he was considering a pair and will not buy them because they're white. I know that for sure.
Well, it's too easy to lose black ones. They're laying around on a desk somewhere and they're just invisible.
Well, my desk is a light wood desk with a couple of notebooks on it. Like, yeah, my light background is not going to be good for white AirPods either. So,
well, the white AirPod is a signature look too.
I know. I didn't say they were wrong. I'm just saying I know they've lost one sale by not having black ones. I don't know how many more sales they've lost because none of those people live with me and complain about it. So there you go. So I can only give you, there's only one matter with which I am familiar, and it's the other person at my house who will say absolutely not. Why do they only come in white? So I'm interested now, Andrew. You said you've had yours about a year. How do you think that you might buy your AirPods a treat and get this wireless case, or are you all new AirPods, or are you just going to let it ride?
I'll just let it ride. I mean, I don't have any other device that can wirelessly charge.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just buy a new pair once these die.
Okay. So that makes sense. Now, a lot of people, I want to say that it was like the end of December of 16 that you were able to get AirPods, or, well, some people were able to get AirPods because it was well into 17 before we hit, what do they call it? Supply demand balance. So, definitely, you know, there were supply issues at the start. I'm not sure what they are going to look like for the new version, considering it seems like a whole lot of people were waiting for them. But according to the press release, you can order them in app now, or on the website now. If you, I did look today, and it was literally over this weekend. I talked myself out of getting a pair because we're never getting new AirPods. So now I have to have that whole conversation again. But if you order them today, or at least this morning when I tried, if I had tried to order a pair, they would have showed up for me on December 27th. Yay, supply demand balance. Words are hard. It's because I still have the release date for the original. I'm looking for the release date on the original AirPods. So March 27th. So I would get them next week. And the press release also says that they will be available in stores next week. And so really what I'm just trying to get down to is define next week, because I want to, if I want a pair, I want to get my hands on them as fast as I can. And I just want to know the most efficient way to do that. So they do have free shipping for people who are interested. So I'm interested in possibly, like, I want to hear a little bit more about them. I do feel better about the wireless case because it does have the cable, the lightning port, as well as the mat option. So for people who do have wireless charging, like, there are a few devices at my house. My mom has one. You know, for people who already have that sort of setup, then the infrastructure may already be in their house if they have treated themselves to a wireless charger for one reason or another. Not everyone has, and I get that. But it's possible that this is something people may have already gone forward with. You know, like, I'm going to get wireless headphones and I'm going to use wireless charging, and, like, I don't really need cables for my phone anymore, and it's great. So I've seen a fair amount of that. So, John, you don't have AirPods. Knowing that you could charge them wirelessly, or that they're going to connect to everything faster, are you interested in getting a pair now?
No, not really. The wireless charging of the case doesn't really change the picture for me. I just am not in a situation where I need them. It doesn't solve a problem that I have. They're expensive. I have so many headphones that I like, that I've accumulated over the years. I have many to choose from.
So what's your current wireless solution then? If you want something that doesn't plug into your phone, then what do you use?
I don't. I use wire.
Oh,
I have great headphones. I use a lightning to,
so you use the adapter.
Adapter from my phone when I'm in the recliner and listening to music, and I have my nice V-Moda headphones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With wire. And it keeps the radiation out of my ear too, you know.
Yeah, that is a concern, as we've learned.
Yes, yes.
So
delicate things in there that are susceptible to RF radiation. So I just assume keep those things out of my ears. But it's just me.
Yeah. For people who maybe don't know, the shape has not changed. These are the same form factor as the original ones. And I know a number of people who are sort of unhappy all over again because the old ones would fall out of their ears or aren't very comfortable for some reason. Now, they do work for a lot of people, but there are people who said, you know, like, the last ones didn't really work, so I'm not interested in another pair of the exact same thing. It's not like my ear has changed that much. So if you were interested, know this, they're a lot like the old ones. They've just been revised a little bit and still only come in white. So my current wireless solution, since nobody asked, is the JLab Epic. They're not true wireless. They have the cable around the back, but the sound is really great, and they're water resistant, and they work great. I really like them. And So they're nice, but the microphone is not great, like on phone calls and things. Sometimes it's really hard for the other person to hear me. And so that's part of why I was interested in maybe getting some AirPods. I thought it might be good for phone calls and for being able to listen to music reasonably. Mm-hmm. I know they're not going to be amazing, but, you know, they could be pretty good and be, you know, small and lightweight and everything. So I will let you know how that goes. It depends on a great number of things, actually, whether or not I actually end up with a pair. But if I do, I will tell you all about them. So so far on the panel today, I'm the only person who's even interested in getting a new pair or a wireless case. So we will have to see if that changes. We will talk to the rest of TMO. And as I find out more, so will you. In the meantime, I would like to tell you all about our sponsors. Our first sponsor today is KiwiCo. And KiwiCo is a company that is reimagining the way that kids play and learn. Here's how they do it. They have a subscription service where a box gets sent to a kid every month. It's got their name on it if you set it up that way, which is awesome. All the kids I know that I send them to are really excited to get mail with their name on it. And with a KiwiCo subscription, you get a monthly project that's guaranteed to be fun and engaging. And the way that they do this is they focus on different areas of STEAM education, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. They have seven different product lines under their umbrella. They have different products for kids of all ages. So if you know some real young grade school kids, maybe first or second grader, you know, fifth, sixth graders, you know, juniors and seniors in high school, they have stuff for all those kids. And everything comes right to your door in a self-contained box. They call them Kiwi crates. And everything comes right to your door in a box every month. It's all self-contained. It comes with a cool little bit of information about the project that you're doing, as well as the instructions for the project itself. They're pretty easy to follow. They're a lot of fun. I have gotten rave reviews on them from the people I have sent them to as gifts. And it's just been nothing but great stuff. You end up with a really achievable project. You've built something at the end of it, and it's pretty great. And if you want to get in on this, the way to do so is go to kiwico.com/TDO. You will get your first crate free. And that's kiwico.com/TDO. You'll get your first crate free. We'd like to thank KiwiCo for sponsoring the show today. And our second topic is yesterday's press release, as a matter of fact. John, you and Dave Hamilton, the inimitable Dave Hamilton, worked yesterday on sorting out the processor situation in the new iMacs we got yesterday.
Yeah, as you know, in the summer of 2018, Apple came out with almost current generation Coffee Lake processors in their new MacBook Pros, the 13 and 15 inch.
Right.
And then in October, Apple launched the new Mac Mini and the new MacBook Air, again with Coffee Lake processors.
Yes. But
conspicuously missing was the iMac. And we drifted into Christmas and we drifted into the spring, and we were wondering what's going on with the next generation iMac, because if it had gone according to traditional plan, last summer or fall, there would have been Coffee Lake iMacs.
Mm-hmm.
The 2017 iMacs were Kaby Lake. So seventh generation. So the eighth generation is Coffee Lake. And there is this thing called Coffee Lake Refresh, which is what they're calling ninth generation.
Okay.
And so as soon as the iMacs released, I wanted to know, because of the long delay and because Coffee Lake had been around so long, I wanted to know more about the processors that they selected.
And I'm only chuckling because we kind of went yesterday in our meeting, we went, well, John, what are the processors? Like, you know. Yeah. And we just sort of waited, and John went,
I was furiously
that's a good
searching.
Question.
Well, you guys were talking in the early part of the meeting. I was furiously scouring the internet trying to figure it out.
So we're sort of waiting to see, like, well, obviously John knows, because you had rattled off what sort of processors they should be. Like, you've written an article about what the iMac refresh should look like, et cetera, et cetera. And so,
right.
So I just assumed, of course you would know. So we waited, and it turned out it was slightly more complicated than just
the meeting. As soon as I heard that the iMacs had been launched, I started trying to figure out which ones were on ninth generation. It turns out only the top two highest performance processors in the 27-inch iMac are the Coffee Lake Refresh, the 9900KF and the 9600KF. All the rest of the processors are 8th generation, which are Coffee Lake, and these processors were launched in quarter four of 17.
Okay.
So by the summer of 18, they should have been in new iMacs. And so I hypothesized that, well, they had some tough work to do integrating these Coffee Lakes with the T2 security chip in the iMac platform the way they wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it turns out
there is no T2 chip in the new iMacs. And it turns out most of the CPUs are older generation, pure mm-hmm. Coffee Lake from Intel's quarter 4.17 release.
The Mark 1, we'll call it. Yeah.
Annoying that Apple's using these chips, Coffee Lake chips. But then they have an excuse. The next generation, the regular real next generation is Cannon Lake, which I've written about. Intel had tremendous difficulties getting down to mm-hmm. 10 nanometers in the Cannon Lake processors.
So do you think Cannon Lake is what's delaying the iMac Pro?
No, those are going to be Xeons.
Oh, okay.
If not ARM, that would be Xeons. But
yeah, I'd be interested to see if they're ARM or not. I assumed the ARM was going to be the Mac Pro, and that's why we've been waiting for that for so long.
Dave Hamilton hypothesized that the reason why the new iMacs don't have the T2 security chip is because there's still some models with hard disks. And I was not aware of that constraint. I didn't know that you needed a pure SSD machine to invoke the T2 security chip.
Yes, it does all need to be flash. But yeah. It is in Apple's interest to do that for a bunch of reasons, I know.
Why they're shipping iMacs with hard disks, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
In 2019, there shouldn't be any hard disk shipping as a bootable drive in any Mac.
You mean a spinning drive, basically, like platters. Platters, I always call them.
It should be all gone.
I bought
my first iMac with an SSD in 2010, mm-hmm. 9 years ago.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% because here's the thing this is part of why I wanted to talk about it is that when Brian was on the show, when we were counseling Charlotte about her computer, boy, this podcast sounds like a soap opera now, doesn't it? on a previous episode, this thing that happened. When we talked about it, one of the things that Brian said was that he would be unhappy paying 2019 money for 2017 tech. And if you don't buy a top-of-the-line iMac, that's still what you're getting. And that's the thing I want to make sure that we make very clear
You're still getting
it's a newer chip,
fashion Coffee Lake in your 2019 iMac.
Yeah, so it's a chip. You know, yeah, I understand so that it's a new chip to the iMac, but it's not a new chip in the grand scheme of things. And so that's part of the concern that I had with the new iMac, because there was a point, where I was catching
with the Cannon Lake being in limbo and mm-hmm. Intel having trouble with it. I guess Apple had no choice but to do a routine refresh.
Well, see, you say that, but then I point to everything in Apple's product line that ends in mini. And Apple has never let obligated to a refresh stop them about anything. Because until this week, how old was the iPad mini that they would still sell you in a store and make you walk out paying full price for? And until last winter, what was it, November or something, when they put out the new mini? I mean, how long ago did we get a refresh of the mini? So, obligated is never something that Apple's ever interested in. So we'll have to we will be back to talk to you tomorrow about whatever Apple decides to give us tomorrow. Maybe it's the Power Mat. Maybe it's iPods, like we were told before. Maybe it's the triumphant return of the iPod Classic. Who knows? it's difficult to say. Andrew, do you have a prediction about tomorrow?
No, I mean, at first I thought maybe air power, but I would think they would, if they were releasing it, it would be perfect to do it with the AirPods because of the wireless charging.
They wouldn't have to
want
compatible chargers in the press release.
Right.
Yeah, because they wouldn't want to have people buy them today and then mm-hmm. the next day, oh, wait, you should have added this to your order. Now you have to do a separate order.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
But again, I don't know. All bets are off. I'm still holding out hope that we get an iPod update this week. That'd be really nice. But I'm curious about the AirPower because we heard about it for so long, and we're now 3 months past whenever they were supposed to ship it. So I'm very curious to see how that goes. But anyway, Andrew, thank you for being here with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
John, thanks for coming by to talk about AirPods and to talk to us about the new processors.
When the AirPower comes out, they should codename it the B-52. A 50-year-old aircraft, 70-year-old aircraft.
While that sounds awesome, I don't think the air power will rattle pictures off the walls of my house if one were to go overhead. But that's a story for another day. So I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. This is the Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast. Please swing by iTunes and leave us a review. And as I said, we will be here tomorrow to talk to you about the latest press release from Apple. Until then, be excellent to each other.